You're listening to Bob Bleon and the truth of it all.
Hello again, everybody. Probably should have gave myself 24 hours, but probably not. I just got the news. James was sentenced to 10 months in prison for running over a pylon, leaving Coots Freedom Convoy in his hydrovac truck. This message is for everyone who's been sitting back listening to me and to many others. Maybe you've been thinking it's not as bad as we say it is. For those holding out hope in Daniel Smith or the UCP or Pierre Poilievre or UCP MLAs like Todd Lowen that think that they're ever going to advocate for these people being abused like this. So I'm not going to say much because I'm very angry right now and upset. I'll just say that I hope everyone starts listening and understand how far Canada has fallen. So the next Alberta legislature sitting session, where all the MLAs will be in the Alberta legislature in Edmonton, Alberta, is Wednesday, February 28th, and Thursday, the 29th, this year, 2024. I'll be there both days. I'll be on the steps, standing in support of James, standing in support of all Alberta political prisoners, in support of our children that are being sexually preyed upon by pedophiles, as these governments, oppositions, judicial system, police, child services, public health, protect pedophiles and imprison Alberta and Canadian men, brothers, fathers, husbands and sons. I'll be there both days. I hope you come and stand with me also in support of our friends, our brothers. That's all I'll say right now. I'll add one thing. God be with and give courage to James as he faces a heavy day. Doesn't deserve this. God be with those who do this to him. May God open the hearts and minds of everyone sitting back watching this abuse, these atrocities continue. May God open your hearts to stand with these people. That's all I'll say right now. Pray for Alberta. Pray for Canada. It is gone. Talk to you soon.